Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Those who are living and those who are dead are not alike, says the Quran, the holy book of the Muslim faith. God can make whomever he wishes to hear, but you cannot make those to hear who are in their graves. This quote is fascinating to me because it shows that the Quran, the holy book of the Muslim faith, clearly ascribes to God alone the power to talk to whomever he wishes, even the dead. But humans cannot talk to the dead, so humans should not bother speaking to the dead, it's implied. It's a fascinating quote to me in light of the fact that the Quran mentions Jesus over 20 times, calls him a great and true prophet, and acknowledges that he was the Son of God, sinless, and did many miracles, including raising the dead. They even believe that Jesus himself rose from the dead. It's in the Quran. Muslims believe that Muhammad wrote the Quran some 600 years after Jesus appeared on the earth, between the years 609 and 632. And Muhammad claimed that the angel Gabriel, or in their language, Jibril, inspired him to write all the teachings of the Quran. So apparently Muhammad got his information from Gabriel. But interestingly enough, Muslim teachers and clerics, when they teach what Muhammad taught, that Jesus was a true prophet, sinless, and had done many miracles, including raising the dead, they will turn your attention to the four Gospels as proof of Jesus' truth and power. In fact, they even cite the Gospel lesson for today, the true story of how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Now that's fascinating to me. The raising of Lazarus from the dead is so fascinating to me, and it's so fascinating to even people of other religions that even the Muslims, the Muslim clerics, cite this event from the Gospel of John as proof that Jesus' word is true and powerful, even though they don't claim he's God. Those who are living and those who are dead are not alike, says the Quran. God can make whomever he wishes to hear, but you cannot make those to hear who are in their graves. Because you're not God, right? Now, if you read non-biblical Jewish accounts of Jesus of Nazareth, not only will you learn that there is no doubt that there really was a historical, real Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified under Pontius Pilate, the appointed Roman governor at the time, and Joseph Caiaphas, the high priest at the time of the Jews, but that Jesus was brought to Pilate to be put to death because he claimed to be God. That was the Jewish claim. And not only that, but he was causing trouble, unlike any of the other crazies who claimed to be God or from God. Because Jesus, in non-biblical Jewish writings, in the Talmud, it says, he was doing acts of sorcery. That's what they claim. In other words, they didn't deny the fact that he was doing miracles. They just thought his miracles were from the devil. And so the raising of Lazarus is perhaps the most fascinating narrative in the entire Bible besides Jesus' own death and resurrection because it depicts what non-biblical Jewish history reveals to us. The Jews not being able to handle this Jesus doing incredible, impossible miracles that only God could do. It is the miracle that they can't handle. And it's the miracle of Lazarus in the Gospel of John that they can't handle. You see, leading up to this point, Jesus had told the Jewish leaders that he and the Father were one. That he came from the Father and that he had power to forgive sins, the authority to forgive sins of which only God had the power. And so the Gospel of John clearly says the Jews sought to kill him because he claimed to be God. And Jesus had done other miracles up to this point, that confounded the Jewish authorities. In fact, we hear in our gospel lesson today about last week's gospel when Jesus healed the blind man, the man who was blinded from birth. And because he did it on the Sabbath, the Jewish authorities went nuts. They were enraged. And Jesus had raised the dead before, but in front of private crowds or privately, and they had only been dead for minutes or maybe hours. But this dead person, Lazarus, he was really, really dead. He was 4 days in the tomb, stinky dead. And equally amazing, Jesus did this miracle, not just in front of his disciples or in front of a small crowd of believers, but in front of a large crowd that had been consoling Mary and Martha for 4 days. And they all went to the tomb with them, including some of Jesus' biggest critics and enemies. And so the raising of Lazarus is such a fascinating event. According to the Gospel of John, it is the event that causes the Jews to move to kill Jesus. And not just Jesus, but Lazarus too. They got to get rid of Lazarus, because what would Lazarus say? I was in the tomb for 4 days, talked to my sister and my other sister. Talked to all the people who saw me buried and the people who saw the tomb sealed. They had to get rid of Lazarus. The funny thing is, they don't question whether Jesus has power, God-like power. They can't question it because Jesus performed this miracle in front of so many people. No one can question whether Lazarus was really dead. He was 4 days stinky dead. The enemies of Jesus, when they hear about this from their friends, when they come running to them and say, "We just saw with our own eyes Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead," the Jewish leaders, they don't say, "Wow, he must be the Messiah. Let's go follow him. Let's worship him. Let's become his disciples." Rather, they say, "Now we certainly must kill him, and Lazarus too." And the fact that this scene is backed up in non-biblical Jewish testimony, claiming that they sentenced Jesus to death for practicing miracles, to me is fascinating. It's so fascinating to me that Jesus raised the dead, especially Lazarus, because he was so dead. And he did it in front of so many people. And it's fascinating that even Muslims and Jews point to his miracles, and specifically this miracle. The Muslims point to this miracle as proof of God working through a human being. The Jews point to such miracles as the devil working sorcery and black magic through a human. Nobody denies whether Jesus actually lived. Nobody denies that Jesus did incredible, miraculous things. Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, yes, it's fascinating to me. I believe that it happened. Not just because, though, the Jews and the Muslims even acknowledge Jesus' power. I believe Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead because Jesus' word is living. Jesus' word does more than communicate information. You and I, we use our words to communicate information or maybe persuade people to do things. But Jesus' word creates life. Our words can't do that. So the Muslims are sort of right. We shouldn't waste our time talking to the dead. I agree with that. Jesus' word is different. It creates life. The Gospel of John begins that the word which created life out of nothing was Jesus. Jesus is the Word that created all things. Nothing exists that wasn't created by the Word. Jesus is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among human flesh to bring light to our darkness, to bring the light of life into the fallen and broken world. I was not at Lazarus' tomb the day Jesus raised Lazarus, but I don't need to have been there. I believe Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead because I believe Jesus' word is true. And Jesus' word is true, not because the angel Gabriel might say so, not because other religions might claim he was a true prophet. The proof of Jesus' word being true is seen and experienced in its life-giving quality. No one else can speak and make the dead rise and be alive. I believe that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead because Jesus' word is living. He creates life out of nothing. He creates life out of dead corpses. And because Jesus' word is living, Jesus' word has done to me, yes, to me, what it did to Lazarus. How is so, you ask? St. Paul puts it like this: you were dead in your transgressions, in your sins. You were dead. I was dead. You were dead. But because God is merciful, because God is loving, because God is all powerful, because His Word creates life, you and I are sitting here today, or standing here today, because we're alive by the power of His Word speaking upon us. God spoke. Let there be light, and there was light. God spoke. Jesus spoke to you and to me in the watery grave of baptism, where He buried us with Himself into His death. Not words that I made up, but words God's Word says, St. Paul. In Jesus' very words, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the very words which you are baptized into, the very words which we begin every worship service, commands us to become alive. Just as Jesus commanded Lazarus to live by His word, and Lazarus lived, Jesus has commanded you and me to get up and live from our spiritual death. And we who have heard God speak, we who have heard Jesus speak, we're alive. That's why we're here today. And so I agree with the quote that I began with, the quote from another religious book, a quote from the Quran: those who are living and those who are dead are not alike. God can make whomever He wishes to hear, but you cannot make those to hear who are in the graves. You can't, and I can't. Only God can. Only God can speak to the dead and cause the dead to hear and cause the dead to live. Humans cannot raise the dead. Surely they can resuscitate the dead, but they cannot raise the dead from buried 4 days and stinky dead. Human words cannot cause spiritual death to become alive, spiritual death to believe and to live. But Jesus spoke to a 4 day dead and stinky Lazarus, and Lazarus came out of the tomb, and Jesus spoke to you and to me in the waters of baptism, and you and I are alive. And that's why you and I are here today, because you're alive. I'm alive because of Jesus. And I can simply respond to that beautiful news the same way that doubting Thomas, when he doubted, when he was dead spiritually, but the risen Christ came to him and spoke to him, and he became alive, all he could simply say was, "My Lord and my God." Truly, Jesus is the Son of God. Truly, He and the Father are one, just as Jesus claimed. With the Holy Spirit, three persons, one God. Some mystery that I will never understand, just as I don't understand how His Word speaks and creates life. Jesus is my God, who has raised Lazarus, who has raised me, who has raised you from the dead. Because even the dead listen and obey and come to life when He speaks. So if you're feeling dead today, hear the voice of Jesus. Or if you know somebody who's feeling dead and you want to care for them, speak to them the voice of Jesus, the words of Jesus, because even the dead hear his voice. Jesus' words are true. All of his words are true. His words that he and the Father are one are true. His words that he is the way, the truth, and the life are true. His words that he is the resurrection and the life are true. His words, Father, forgive them, from the cross, are true for you. His words, it is finished, is true from you. And what is the it? The power of sin, death, and the devil, it's finished. Because of Jesus, because of his word spoken for you. You will live with him in his kingdom forever. He will raise your flesh and bone to live for eternity because his word is true. God can make whomever he wishes to hear, the Quran says. This is true. And Jesus says to you today what he said to Martha before he raised Lazarus from the dead. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Yes, even the dead hear the voice of Jesus. Even the dead hear the voice of Jesus and are made alive. Hear his voice today and live forever. In Jesus' name, amen.